But, you know, if you talk about conservatism, and that's what we're about, conservatism is always about balancing freedom and responsibility. They go hand in hand. You don't get freedom and liberty without exercising responsibility on the other end. And what these people want is they want liberty with no responsibility. And that's not conservative. Yeah,
they want anarchy. It's not, yeah, exactly. It's not conservatism. It's complete anarchy. So what do we get to look forward to? By the way, we're speaking with the president of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, David Jenkins. And David, what do we get to see from this from now on? It's going to go to court. They're going to have to appear in court. What do we expect to see with this case moving forward?
Yeah, you're going to see all of them end up in various courts. Some of them will be tried in Oregon because their offenses are exclusively related to that wildlife refuge takeover. You'll see others that will be tried in Nevada, and they will be charged with both the wildlife refuge takeover and the incidents related to the 2014 thing. Also, you've got Cliven Bundy with his, he owes over $1 million in unpaid fees and fines, and he's ignored court orders for 20 years. So he's going to have a lot of other charges piling up on him. And then at some point, you know, he's still got all these illegal cattle grazing all over the place in the West. I mean, some of his cattle are grazing, you know, 40, 50 miles away from his ranch because he just lets them loose and doesn't do anything to them until he decides he wants to round them up. The government's going to have to somehow come in there and deal with those cattle and, get that trespass situation resolved so that land, you know, belongs to everyone. And also, you know, what he's doing is encroaching upon the rights of other ranchers who abide by the law and pay the fees, which are really below market fees. I mean, the grazing fee for on federal land is like $1.35 a head a month, where state and private land is a heck of a lot more. So, hopefully they'll resolve that situation, and we won't have any more militants coming up and trying to challenge the government's authority to do that.